Well, now let's get a chance to talk with Brianna and also with Krista. I'll start with you, Krista. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got involved?
Sure. I am originally from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
You can tell because you're not from Lancaster.
No.
Lancaster, as they
yes.
say. Lancaster.
No. Yeah. Definitely Lancaster.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
My job that I still have. I've been out here for about 5.5 years. And I work and live in the north side, actually. So, and I've always loved kids. And I knew I wouldn't have any for, you know, quite a few years still. So, I'd heard about the organization and just thought it would be a good experience. And so I went and filled out the paperwork and did the interviews. And then I met Brianna.
Well, that's great. What kind of work do you do?
I'm an office manager.
And being here on the north side is great. It means you might get a chance to come here to the museum
yes.
every now and then. And Brianna, it's nice to have you here. How old are you?
9.
And do you remember when you guys first met?
Not really. It's been a long time.
How long's it been? You can jump in too, Krista.
We were matched in December of 2007. So about 2.5 years.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff, tell me who else is in your family, Brianna?
Well, my mom, my dad, my 2 brothers, and my sister.
You've got a big family.
Yeah.
And what are your brothers and sisters' names?
Well, my one brother's name is BJ, but his real name is William.
Mm-hmm.
My other brother's name is Charles, and I have a sister named Alicia.
And do you have any pets?
Yes.
Tell me about, what's your dog's name?
Marshmallow.
That's a nice name for a dog. What kind of dog is Marshmallow?
I don't really know. I forget.
I bet he's white, though.
Yeah. He's fluffy.
What kind of things do you like to do with Krista?
Well, I like going to Kennywood. It's really fun. And I like going to movies. And whenever it's like Easter, she always buys me stuff.
What kind of things?
Like candy. This year she bought me candy. Flirt, it's like a thing where it's orange and then you stick your fingers in it and it makes a noise. And
a nice noise or a funny noise? I guess
funny.
They could be both.
And she bought me like this lotion that's strawberry and I haven't used it yet.
Well, how nice.
Yeah.
Do you ever make anything for Krista?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things have you made?
We made stuff actually together. We made like a, it's like a bunny, and you get to dress it up, and I gave it to her.
I had a feeling you might be artistic. Do you like to draw and make things?
Yeah. Today I actually just brought coloring books into our car.
Yeah. How nice. What do you use to color?
Crayons, pencils, paints,
oh, that's
oily.
A lot. Oh, wow. Well, you're really into it. Where do you go to school?
Stair Rocks Elementary.
And do you live in McKees Rocks?
Yes.
Okay, so I live right across the river from you. I live in Avalon. And you guys aren't too far apart.
No, I live in Brighton Heights. Okay. So it's literally right across the bridge.
Oh, we all could get together and hang out. We're not too far from one another. What are some of the things you've really enjoyed about being with Brianna, Krista?
I think she just teaches me how to be a kid again. It's so much fun just to... after a long day at work and, you know, cleaning and grocery shopping. And then I go pick her up and we just have fun. And it's really nice just to relax and not have to worry about anything and just have a good time.
How often do you guys talk to each other or interact with each other?
We see each other about every other week. And sometimes we'll text or talk in between.
Yeah.
What do you like to talk about, Brianna?
We talk about clothes and, like, whenever we're going to meet again. But, like, sometimes we talk about what are we going to do and how are you and how is your cat and how is your dog.
That's nice. How's school going?
Yeah.
How is school going?
Well, I got all straight A's on my report card, but I'm trying to work on it because I think I got a C again.
In what class?
Math.
Oh. Well, you know,
it's hard.
I ended up being really good at math, but when I was in grade school, I didn't do well in math at all. I had a lot of trouble. And then one day it all kind of clicked. And that may happen for you, too. Do you like math?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite?
Yeah. I don't really like reading that much.
That's interesting. And it sounds like you like art, too. But it's great that you're getting so many A's. That's outstanding.
Yeah, I never got an F in my whole life.
Well, I'm sure you'll keep it that way, too. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
Yeah, I want to be a fashion designer.
That's all the talk about clothes. It makes sense. How
She's
come?
A very girly girl.
Yeah, why would you like to be a fashion designer?
Because I know that I can, work my best and I can be, a good fashion model. I mean, fashion designer. And I can put, clothes together and I can let people wear it. And I want to go all around the world.
Well, that would be one way to certainly take you all around the world if you did something like that. Now, do you follow designers? Are there any favorites that you really
kind of, but not really.
I'm not, as you can tell by the way I'm dressed, I'm not a designer kind of guy. This is about as good as it gets. can you remember something you did that was just so much fun that you just couldn't stop laughing and giggling and it just you almost lost control.
It's whenever me, Kennedy, her, and Megan, we all went bowling. And me and Kennedy, we were going bowling at the same time. And our slippery shoes went on the where you roll the ball down.
Yeah.
And we fell.
Oh, you fell! You fell over as you were bowling right on your bum, probably. Boom.
Yeah.
That would be I guess that would be funny.
And then we got up and we started laughing. And we couldn't stop. And we started dancing, too.
That sounds good. How about you, Krista? Does anything come to mind?
It's so hard to pick one.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun at Kennywood just because, rides and it's just a fun time.
I was going to ask you about Kennywood. Do you guys, are your... like the rides you like, do you match up? Because sometimes, like I mentioned my wife before, I really like the Thunderbolt. Ricky does not like the Thunderbolt at all or anything that fast.
I can't go on the Thunderbolt. I really want to, but I can't because I'm not that tall enough.
You're getting close.
Yeah, she's growing fast.
But I don't understand. I can go on the Phantom Revenge. I can't go on the Thunderbolt.
That's, I don't understand why they make the restriction just height. I would think there'd be weight and, other types of things, I don't understand that. That's interesting. But do you like, now the Phantom's Revenge is, that makes you do a loop, right?
Yeah, but I've never been on it before because whenever we were going, Kennedy didn't want to, so I wouldn't. But then after she changed her mind, she said, I want to, and then I didn't want to.
Is Kennedy your age?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. They're another big and little. And Megan's my age, and Brianna is the same age as Kennedy.
Oh,
so
cool.
We do a lot together.
So you wouldn't have known Megan had it not
been
for
Brianna. No, we definitely met through, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm afraid of rides that make you go upside down.
I've been on a ride that called the Slingshot, and it makes you go all the way up in the air, and it makes a big noise like whoosh.
Oh my gosh.
Megan and I wouldn't go on it, but the two girls went together. We were too scared. So there's not much they wouldn't do.
That's amazing. Now, what do you like to eat when you go to Kennywood?
Well, I like to eat the potato fries and the funnel cake. It's really good.
Oh, I love funnel cake.
Yeah. I ate it at Burger King, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Have you two ever been far away somewhere together? Did you ever, take a trip to go out? So you mostly sort of hang out in Pittsburgh places.
Yep.
And doing stuff.
But recently she went on a vacation.
Yeah.
Really? Where did you go?
I went to the Southern Caribbean.
Very nice.
In February, right after all the snow.
You must have missed Krista a lot.
Yeah, but she got me something whenever she came back.
What did she get you?
It's like a purse that's made out of clay and dye. And it has seashells in it.
Very nice.
I picked some seashells from her.
Yeah. And there was these two seashells that were together, but then, well, it broke in half. And I got one and she got one.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's nice. I really like you, Brianna. You're a lot of fun to talk to.
Thanks.
I'll bet you have a lot of friends.
Well, yeah.
Or I'll bet you're a good friend. I'll say it that way.
Yeah.
I'll bet anybody who's your friend has a really good friend.
Yeah, my best friend, Mariah, she is my friend because, like, whenever with the first day we met, right then we, like, actually got to know each other and we, like, connected.
I was going to ask you what makes a good friend, and that's a big part of it, I guess.
Well, what makes a friend when if you be nice and you get to know her and then you do a lot of stuff, and that's pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like us.
Yeah.
We're good friends.
Now, I'm curious, what was your life like before Krista? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
The differences, like how Krista's enhanced your life a little bit?
Well, whenever I didn't know Krista, it was like all wild, and then like now it's like all calm. But like back then, I went to a camp and I got to go horseback riding, and I still do. I won like second place, and then I won third two times, but I knew I could work it up, and I did. And I got to go to Kennywood with my camp, Lake Arthur, Kids Place, and Sandcastle.
So
it was really fun.
So you still had a lot of things to do, but now you've got somebody really special to hang out with and do these things.
Yeah.
Which is great. Where did you ride horses? Was it here? It wasn't in Riverview Park, was it?
No, it was, like, close to her work. But, like, that's where my bus stop is. But then I go, like, far away.
Have you done that together yet, Krista, horseback riding?
No. I actually went to horseback camp when I was little, too.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you two are like two peas in a pod. Cheryl, you couldn't have... These girls must make you feel wonderful.
They're very special, and I'm glad that they mentioned. I knew that they would eventually mention Megan and Kennedy because they make up a nice group, and I think it's a bonus for both girls, the big girls and little girls, that it helps them build friendships, and hopefully it makes their matches last a little longer too because they can share in more things together. So
yeah.
They're
really
special.
And I noticed, like, I never just heard Megan or just heard Kennedy. It was Megan and Kennedy, yeah. Megan and Kennedy, and it sounds like it's always Krista and Brianna or Brianna and Krista.
Yes.
Brianna. I did it again. That's my mom. Well, I have some, like, presents. We have some radio badges.
Thank you.
Wow.
That each
Thank
of you,
you,
a matching one. And... if I'm lucky, if I do this correctly, bear with me. I have to do this right. We have a pass to the Children's Museum for you, and you can go whenever you would like. And what I'm doing right now is making sure that I'm giving you one that hasn't expired.
That wouldn't be good.
Here they are. They're in this envelope. I almost did give you one that expired. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Yes, you have time.
Thank you.
And you could go today or you could go whenever you'd like. But there's a couple months window where you'll be able to take a trip and you can bring it's fact. It's good for four people.
I just saw that.
So Megan and Kennedy.
Yeah.
Could come and be part of it. It's really great to have you both here. Is there anything else that you might like to say, Brianna?
Yeah, I want to tell somebody that I want to say hi to somebody.
Please.
I want to say hi to my mom and dad and my friends and my family because they really help a lot. Because I got so nervous and they like helped me with my how I was going to talk and that's all.
Well, you sounded wonderful today. And you'll be able to hear yourself back at our neighborhoodvoices.org site. Cheryl will help make sure that you know how to do that. And did you want to say anything else, Krista?
I just wanted to thank Brianna for being my little sister, and I think that we're a great match, and hopefully we will be for a long time.
I do, too. And Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.
I would just like to say that April is National Volunteer Appreciation Month, and we at Big Brothers Big Sisters greatly appreciate all the volunteers that give of their time to, you know, share with a child and make the differences that they do.
Thank you for mentioning that. And if you would like more information, you can visit bbbspittsburgh.org or phone 412-363-6100. Krista Connolly and Brianna, thank you very much for being with us today, and also Cheryl Jones. It's now 8 before 11 at the Saturday Light Brigade.